Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Magnus Carlstrand. Back at it.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to keep our attention on the chess world.
Yeah, he really does.
By being a messy little jerk.
Messy guy. Messy Carl.
I'm Jack. That over there is Miles. Speaking of messy, Miles.
Oh, my gosh.
Some hot goss coming out of the world of Adam Levine and Maroon 5.
Cheese man right now. Adam Levine, so fine. Hot goss alert. Allegedly, he's cheating on his Victoria Secret model wife while she's pregnant with their third child. Plot twist. The woman that he's having an affair with was revealing like Instagram DMs where he's saying, hey, you know, I'm pregnant again with a boy. If my son, if you don't mind, I would love to name the child Sumner, which is the name of this woman he was cheating with. And he's like, wow. I'm dead serious. Let me know.
That's hard, man.
That's fucked up. I mean, like, honestly, memorializing your affair by naming your child with your wife after, like, yo, come on.
That's gonna be a hard one to talk your way out of.
Yeah,
I think you might have to sing his way out of that.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, this video, like, there's the woman that he was having the affair with, like, posted all this shit on TikTok with like her, like, with all the screen caps of their messages, and it's just like. The whole thing's just very, very gross. But hey, you know, don't name your kids after people you have affairs with. I would just say that.
Was she saying that like she didn't know he was married or something?
She said that she was manipulated, which I believe. I mean, I can't imagine. Sure. Yeah, because she seems like a younger woman, and you have fucking Mr. The Voice out here telling you all kinds. She's like, you're so hot, you don't even know it. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think most people knew that he was married, but she starts off just like flaming him. She's like, yeah, Maroon 5, it's like elevator music. Let's be real.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Mr. The Voice.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing to say to him before putting him in a sleeper hold.
Hey, what's up, The Voice?
What's up, The Voice?
Oh, what's up, The Voice?
All right. Puerto Rico is trending. Fiona, there was a hurricane heading for Puerto Rico at the beginning of the weekend, and the entire island is now without power.
it was not as powerful as the last hurricane that struck Puerto Rico in 2017. But I don't know. I was listening to like an NPR thing this morning, a report, and they were like, well, it wasn't as powerful. Like, how is the power out? And they're like, that's a great question that we're trying to get to the bottom of. It's like,
no, they weren't.
We saw the government ignore the fuck out of them, like, after Maria. Like, there might have been some people who said they were going to make sure this never happened again, but nobody did that shit. Nobody did anything about it. It was very, very frustrating.
Yeah, I love to not give people any perspective.
Right.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, is it like such a weird place that like a little storm knocks the power out?
Yeah.
Weird place?
That was the subtext, the between the lines.
Like a formalized like fiefdom where it's just about someone wrote an interesting tweet that was like, you know, look at Puerto Rico today to figure out what you think the US will look like tomorrow. Because I mean that's just built on privatization of everything, no duty to the people or what their needs are at a minimum level, and just kind of be like, well, out of sight, out of mind.
Ways to put people in debt so that you don't have to help them or do anything, and just they're powerless.
Well, we're really looking into it.
Right. All right. Should we talk about Messi Magnus?
My gosh. Yeah. Magnus, Mr. Carlson.
Magnus Carlson, right? That's his name?
Yep.
Carl's Trent.
I mean, okay. I knew your name before, but then the Hans Niemann anal bead thing made us all be like, wait, what the fuck are y'all talking about over there? Right. He played Hans Niemann again.
Rematch,
like online or something. And he resigned like after one move playing him like on the computer. And I'm just going to play you a clip because it's just so funny how like in real time, these people who are commenting on it are like, it's like as if he'd like a fucking alien crashed into the fucking frame and like vaporized him. I'm just going to play this for you right now. This is him playing one move and then turning off his camera.
But is it an obvious proof of cheating? Definitely not. I don't think he cheated in the Singfield Cup, but everything else is still.
Sorry, Alejandro. I just have to interrupt you because the game started. And Magnus has logged off. What has happened?
Magnus has resigned.
He's resigned.
Magnus has resigned the game against Hans Niemann.
Yes. At least that's what it says in our transmission.
He made one move and resigned.
Yes. It looks that way.
Wow.
Big drama. Big drama. massive, Magnus.
Okay.
Massive. But I think a lot of people are just like, dude, I think some people are just like, at this point, come out with what you think is going on. Otherwise, this just feels like, histrionics.
It does feel like histrionics. It was weird because he comes on, they start, the dude who beat him and was accused of having a vibrating anal bead that was dictating his moves to him, makes one move, Magnus makes a move, anal bead guy makes second move, and then Magnus stares at the board for like 5 seconds and then just logs off.
Right.
Like if you're gonna like try and come on make a point and be like, haha, psych, I'm not playing you, don't make it look like you got scared by his like two pawn moves. Like he really, I don't know, man. It's at the same time, it is the best thing for the story. What he did is, mysterious, not explaining it, and coming on doing something very rude to the person who beat you. Making it seem like, ooh, he might be really like stung by his loss, or this might be like an act of, I don't know. It's messy. It is what probably like if the chess world had a social media manager, like if it was if it had the same manager as the Paul brothers, I feel like this would be what the move was.
I just love chess Twitter now.
Right.
So much, there's
chess
so many
tweets. Real, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and it helps me under. I mean, because I get the sort of basic premise of it, but now some people are like, it just feels like Magnus Carlsen is trying to use this to not say anything and ruin this guy's reputation without saying anything.
Right.
And now it's becoming frustrated because for people who are like being like willing to say, okay, well, if you really feel like something unjust happened, what the fuck was that exactly that you think happened, or what are you saying here?
But again, all right, had. I didn't know that they were doing a rematch. Now, the next time they play,
it wasn't. I mean, they just met at another tournament. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, you know, here's the Thrilla in Manila type thing. But yeah, they saw each other again.
But now it is the I do care about their third matchup if he ever plays
all nude.
Yeah, all nude chess.
Exactly.
And the all nude thing, for people who didn't listen last week, people thought that he had somebody dictating the moves to him via anal beads, and so the only way to play without that, or a shoe computer, was the other one.
Either way, they're all absurd. Anal beads one was the most salacious.
So, I mean, it seems impossible to, like, if you're just playing over Zoom, which it seems like what they were doing, then...
Actually, Teams, which they were playing over Teams, so I do understand if Magnus Carlsen signed off, because fuck Teams, it's like the worst app ever.
He's like, wait, we're playing over Teams?
Oh, he's like, oh, no, that actually had nothing to do with Hans. The fucking Teams fucked up. I hate Teams.
Yeah, but it is like, I do care about this now more than I did before. It has a build to it. Now there is the third act to the story, because they gave it a second act, which was mean. It was mean. What Magnus did was mean, and I kind of love it.
And it's just wild. You have some people be like, I understand why why Magnus did that. These people aren't fucking cheating.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, but then other people are like having a laugh that they're like, I mean, if he beat him in two moves, he might be cheating.
Right.
Yeah, like, well, exactly. He didn't actually beat, but okay, go on.
Yeah. I mean, the two moves are also pretty standard. Like, he moved two pawns up. Like, it wasn't, anyways. All right. Well, let's take a quick break.
Yes.
We'll come back and we'll talk about other intrigue.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And just wall-to-wall funeral coverage seems to be the main order of the day that is sort of leaking through to social media. I thought I had my algorithm trained more than this, but disappointed. Twitter should have shielded me from this, but just wall-to-wall coverage of what is essentially a police state takeover of London. Like, they're saying the security is more intense and the lockdown that is happening from the London police is more intense than infamous London 2012 Olympics, where they just put cameras everywhere.
I saw more than one clip of snipers having to be set up.
Snipers,
like,
on every roof.
Really? Okay, yeah. Whatever. I mean, go off, do your thing. You know,
there were unconfirmed reports of a coffin flop.
Oh, I saw
from
that too.
Waffle House, Chris Yamaguchi, Maine, with the Queen's body falling nude out of the bottom of the coffin. We haven't confirmed that.
No.
Yet.
Hey, you got to subscribe to Corncob TV if you want to see that, folks. Right. Let's be real.
That's
great
the news
hook
that the mainstream doesn't want you to know about. But the thing that everybody was talking about was there was a spider on the coffin. It's just truly a testament to the level of boredom of the
or how just how unserious you are. I can't take someone seriously who's like, and now there's a coffin on the piece of wood in the shape of a box.
Right.
Like, does that mean anything? No, a motherfucking spider crawled on something.
Right.
That's not a headline.
Yes.
Like, I'm surprised they didn't zoom in and be like, and here are the bacterial colonies on the handles of the coffin when we did a Petri dish swab test. Like, okay. They got to make something seem like it's exciting because it was like a 13-hour line people were standing in just to look at it. So
they did bring out the lip readers to tell us that Camilla, King Charles's wife, was yelling at Kate for her son being cheeky. One of their kids being a cheeky little bugger.
How old are the fucking kids? Like six tops?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your 6-year-old didn't know how to act at a fucking funeral for like the grandmother he probably didn't really even fuck with like that?
Yeah. The Charles Camilla power couple of just petty little bitches. Like I feel we're going to talk more about it tomorrow, but they are going to be worth watching in the coming. Or not worth watching, depending on how much you want to give yourself an aneurysm. South Carolina is trending. So they had at their football game against Georgia, which they were in the process of getting their ass whooped by Georgia, who's the number one team in the country. South Carolina had, in recognition of Title IX's anniversary, you know, Title IX, in addition to being, you know, the stuff that it's getting covered for, it also like ensures equal funding for women's sports. And so they did a Title IX anniversary celebration by having the women athletes from South Carolina just walk on the field between the first and second quarter and then just hurried off right away. Just like, yeah, Title IX. All right, everybody wave to the crowd and get out of here now. And they were slow to get everybody off the field because it was not well planned, as you might suspect from this being the amount
of hasty celebration.
And, yeah. Thought and energy that went into this. This was not well planned. And so they were starting the second quarter and women athletes were still walking off the field. And the South Carolina football coach started having a temper tantrum, like yelling at them to get off the field and then like throwing up his arms in the air and like looking at the coach across the field and being like,
I'm sorry.
You believe this stuff? I'm so sorry. And the other coach was like, what is wrong with this guy?
He's like, my daughter's walking out there, man. Have some fucking respect.
It's kind of what you expect from sports media, from the world of college sports and football, American football, but it was just a bad look for a lot of people in general. Like a lot of the men's football reporters were like, this is amateur hour. Why are they on the field still? And then like had to retcon it to be like, and by that, I mean, they should have given them more time on the field because, so.
See, and this is the problem. You know, you can't be doing this. You can't be doing woke virtue signaling like this, because then it gets away the gets in the way of the football. You know,
right? Yeah.
Oh, I'm hearing it was okay. It's not pronounced title X. It's actually nine. It's a Roman noodle.
Bullshit.
Yeah. What is title X? Shit.
And finally, Adnan. We talked last week about how his case was being reviewed, and it came up in front of a judge earlier this morning. And basically the ruling was overturned. The judge ordered him released from prison, and like he was sent home with GPS monitoring after 23 years in prison. So I'm guessing we're gonna get an update from Serial at some point as to what's going on here.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, because there's DNA stuff. I saw like Rabia Chaudhry was tweeting something about how now there's like DNA testing that can happen because we shall see how this ends. But holy shit. Was it 23 years?
23 years. God. Prosecutors have 30 days to determine if they want to drop charges or retry. So
it's so funny to see like on Twitter people's reactions, because some people are like, oh shit, Serial? Like someone just, there's like a thing that doesn't even mention it. And some people are legit like, dude, I remember I listened to a couple episodes of that. So did he do it or no? Oh, he's out. Like, it's just funny, varying levels of engagement with it. But look at them.
Look at them.
Look at them. 23 fucking years. Holy shit. It's wild. Like, it'd be, if there's, they really, because the whole thing is about them saying like, no, we got a lot of shit we ignored about some other people that probably have done it,
yeah.
Which is why this release is even happening. I'm really curious to see where, like, if this will actually lead to the conviction of the right person.
Prosecutorial misconduct is real and horrifying, and the justice system in this country is an absolute nightmare and is in no way as efficient or functional as I think you're led to believe on a day-to-day basis, just reading the mainstream media. But at the same time, I don't know enough about what the cause was for the overturning. They're going to be like, Jay did it. We told you. Or,
wow,
you know,
look at him come out of court.
Yeah.
All right. Look at that.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, September 19th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Yeah, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size-inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.